Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Sometimes people want to feel worse. I mean, you don't always want to feel better. Like, however the f*** you want to feel, there should be a song that helps you feel that way. You know what I'm saying? That you could just ride to it and, you know, just feel like you want to feel. Who the f*** wants to be happy all the time? Happy all the time.
We're happy all the time.
I understand what he's talking about. Sometimes you want to psych yourself up for something.
Sometimes you just want to say, F everybody.
You're a little angry. It depends. It depends what's going on. You know what I mean? R.I.P. DMX. This is, you know how I am. I'm all about the beats. That's why I love DMX personally myself. I love his.
Yeah.
The beats, and then he gets angry over it too.
Voice.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I'm not a profound lyric guy. You know what I mean? Everyone's out there like, oh, this guy has lyrics. And I'm like, yeah, that's great, but he raps too soft for me. Give me this. Yes, Leroy.
Well, don't you get an opportunity? You may have an opportunity later on to let your inner DMX out.
Oh, yeah. You want me to do the...
You have an inner DMX?
Well, you know the verse in What They Really Want when he's just naming women?
Yes.
I could do that with all women who've had my children.
Oh, Jesus.
It was Blanca and Sandy. Nicole.
Oh, my God.
TBD. To be continued.
All right. What question do you have on the Get Up for Facebook page,
okay,
Melissa?
It was something Pebbles actually found. It was a tweet of a woman talking about a special skill that she had when she went in for a job interview and they were asking her what special skill she had. And she said something about being able to
connect anyone that you name to One Tree Hill.
Yes.
And let me tell you, when the people put the most random actors underneath on the Twitter feed, and she was just like on it. I was like amazed. I kept scrolling.
Like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon thing, except she did it with One Tree Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was amazing.
That's funny.
So it made me think, like, because I think everybody has a random special skill.
Yeah.
So I was just asking people
that
online.
That it's hard to brag about because it's like so stupid.
Right. Like, I know for me, I could probably quote any 80s movie from beginning to end.
Oh, my God.
That's definitely
that
a special skill that I know I have, along with juggling, but I don't know if.
No, but no. The other thing, I'll take it one step further for the you quoting thing.
Yes.
Like, people will say certain quotes and you immediately connect it to a movie. You might not even have seen the movie, but you've heard the quote so many times that you're like, if someone's like, oh, Luke, I am your father. You're like, oh, Star Wars, Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen it? No, but I just know because I've heard that a million times. Melissa will do that. She'll quote movies, but she'll like be like, oh, my God, my favorite part is when the guy says this. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about because that's not a famous quote. It's just a random quote in the movie.
Because I've seen those movies probably 400 times.
She knows the scripts. My wife has one where she can recognize voices. So if we're watching like Pixar or something like that. But it's not like it's easy to be like, oh, that's The Rock. You know what I'm saying? That's what. She'll recognize the voice of somebody who I'm like, I don't even know who that person is. She'll be like, hold on a second. Oh, that's the girl that played the sister that got angry and
died. Sister number two.
She'll do that. And then every time she does it, she looks at me and she goes, look it up. And I'll type in the description of what she said and it'll come up and then it'll match up. And I'm like, how do you do that? But you know what it is? It's because she has no... She's a very logical human being and she doesn't have an imagination. My wife, like she has no, she, when it comes to like playing with the kids and like pretending like I am God in that like scenario, my wife has so much trouble doing that with them because she can't, she has no imagination. So like when she's watching a movie like that, where it's like a talking elephant, she doesn't see a talking elephant. She just hears a voice and sees an elephant on the screen. And she's like, oh, that's the girl from whatever. And I'm like, no, that's the elephant that works at the police station. Get over yourself. Do you have anything like that? Leroy, you got anything, Pebbles?
Not that I can think of right this second.
Nothing you can think of.
I heard Leroy has
I got
something.
One.
Oh, go. Here we go.
And I know the jokes are going to be coming, so I'm already preparing. Well, but
By the way, 833-973-0969. If you have a good random, how'd you word it, Melissa? Random.
A random special skill
like
that you have.
Random special. Like if you're like, oh, you know, I can juggle or what? Nah, that's not a random special skill. Like something weird like that, like quoting everything or recognizing everything. Yes, go ahead.
I love gummy bears. I can take gummy bears. And throw them 20, 25 feet in the air
yeah.
and catch them in my mouth.
Like that?
Yeah.
We need to try to test that.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, like, I want to video it.
Yeah. We can do that.
Do we have anything? Does it have to be a gummy bear specifically, or can it be like anything you can pop in your mouth?
Only because I don't need to, I don't want to choke in case it goes straight.
Yeah. Down. We have like little pieces of chocolate over here.
Okay, yeah. We have
but
little,
it's like cut a little piece off and see if you can do it.
I need to see that because that's like, I always play that game. Like, I play with my wife where, like, if she's eating something, I'm like, throw it in my mouth.
Yep.
And like, whenever we actually do it, we celebrate like we won the World Series. But if you could do that on a regular, like, no big deal.
Oh, yeah.
That's just impressed me. I don't know why.
Also, too, our producer Aaron said he is like the quarter bouncer champion.
He can bounce
a quarter and get it into a shot glass from like anywhere in the room. I was like, really? I want to see that, but I don't know if we have any shot glasses around.
I don't think I can bounce a quarter and get it up in the air.
Yeah.
I better up my skills.
Yeah, seriously. All right, so what random special-ass weird skill do you have? 833-973-0969. By the way, he got new music that's going to be coming out. And I don't know if they're saying it's like his greatest music ever because he just passed away, or if maybe it is something next level. Most will give you all the details, though, coming up and what's on trending. Right now, we're talking about stupid, random talents that you have that you could never, put it this way, that you're like, oh my God, this will never come in handy at any point in my life. Except for now, because we're asking about it. 833-973-0969. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your thing?
All right. So you know how some people can raise an eyebrow like The Rock in Suspicion?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Like you got one eyebrow up. I can get both eyebrows up, and I can kind of make them dance.
What?
Okay.
Right?
I need to see this.
Oh, you can put both them up.
And like it's never came in handy in my life except for now. So thanks for making this on the radio.
Congratulations.
Wait, you have to have a video of yourself doing this somewhere. Instagram, Facebook, like...
I mean, I've done it, like, on my Facebook, but, like, my friends and family already know it, so it's no big deal to them. But I've always thought it was wicked cool and underappreciated.
Definitely.
I want you to send us a video of you doing that.
You got it. I'll put it on your Facebook page.
I'm not even joking. Make a dance to a DMX song in honor of his passing. Yeah.
Oh, epic. All right, I'll try that.
Oh, beautiful. Make it to... X going to give it to you. That's my favorite DMX song right there. 833-973-0969 if you have a good random-ass talent that, you know, like Catherine said, it goes underappreciated because it's really worth nothing, but still, it's something that nobody...
It's useless.
It's useless. Completely useless, but it's something that no one else can do, and that's why you're proud of it. All right, so we got What's Hot and Trending coming up next, where you're going to hear about the newest... You know, we've been waiting for a WWE superstar since The Rock. Since The Rock, and I think we got him. And he's one of my people, Pebbles. My boy, Bad Bunny. Leroy got details on that coming up. Who is this? Should we take one more call here? Let's do one more call here. This is, what's your name, Tara?
My name is Tara, yes.
Tara, what's your random talent?
It's not mine. It's my ex-father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
If he could recite the entire... side of a Budweiser can. He walked into the house.
What?
He could recite. He can recite the side of a Budweiser can?
Yes. They have a motto or a label or whatever it is. and very talented. And he'd walk out of the bar in a matter of just a couple of minutes with his hand in his pocket.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Sounds like your ex-father-in-law has a little bit of
a problem. A little bit.
He admires the can so much. He's just like, I don't want to let you go ever.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students to give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.